Welcome back, everyone. I think we're missing a few people and gained, how do you say your name again? Snee?
Snay, like Snay.
Yeah, you told me Snee.
Snay.
Nice to see you again and nice
Thank
to meet
you.
you in person, see your face. And I think everybody, there's some new people here. Before we just launch into
Gloria?
Lou, I just wanted to see if, especially the newer people, if there were any questions, because what we're going to do is Lou's going to show us a different set of exercises that we'll do tomorrow also in the afternoon. And these are Qigong exercises. But before, and right after that, I'll probably start the meditation again. So I just wondered if anybody wants to say something before we, go for an hour to make sure that it was clear, the instruction this morning about I was asking you to think about three different things if you can, or at least just focus on one. And the most important one in the beginning is being gentle with yourself and creating that kind of safe place where you stop judging yourself and stop saying, oh, this is a good thing and this is a bad thing, and just letting things flow, But you can only do that if you're paying attention to what's coming into your mind. So that was the word I was using. You could call that mindfulness or precision or awareness, just taking care of that. And then the other aspect is just what Lou very nicely introduces us to this morning is this connection with the breath. And the thing that's good about doing it with the pranayama is that you do it very structured. And so it become, your brain sort of gets familiar, but then as you go into a meditation, you don't have to keep that structure, but that same sort of ocean flow of breath is with you, and it becomes sort of a soothing anchor to your meditation. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear with to everyone. Any questions about that? All right. Well then I always think it's kind of good to have some kind of motivation for our afternoon. And considering, I think it's very easy to find a motivation to develop more loving kindness in a world that's so fraught with fear and anxiety and mistrust. And I mean, I don't have to say much. I mean, I think we know that developing loving kindness is very important. And one thing I didn't say this morning is that it's pretty well even documented in science that if we develop it within ourselves, it helps everyone around us. I mean, you know what it's like if you walk into a room and someone's in a bad mood, or you walk into a room and someone's open and happy, that affects everyone around us. And so it may look like we're doing this for ourselves, but in actual fact, anything we do for ourselves, we're doing for others as well. And when we have that motivation, it seems to help us find the energy to work on ourselves. Because as Sarah was earlier, so much of us have kind of a sense of unworthiness, or I'm not good enough, or, there's things that we kind of learn from our culture. And so that can kind of be an obstacle sometimes to developing the capacities that are innate within us, that they're just kind of covered up by conditioning. And so when we can find a larger motivation beyond our own happiness, it seems to just naturally give us more energy. Just like, I mean, probably it's, I think it's all women here. And I mean, most women have, children or families, or we care about others, and I mean, not that men don't, they do too, but it just seems like we already know that happiness comes from caring about other people. And so if we can learn to allow ourselves to be more like that, and recognize the conditioning that stops us from doing that, then we not only make ourselves happy, but we make everybody happy. And so let's just get on with it. Was that okay? Yeah. Okay. Well, Lou, that's, if nobody has anything to say, then let's just start, because I'm really happy to be doing these exercises with you.
Well, thank you. Okay. Thank you. And we're going to start with a little meditation, because I know that some of you have done some Qigong, but some of you don't know anything about it at all. And Qi is energy, like prana, the same, subtle energy. And Gong is working with that energy. But I think it's good to get a sense of what we're working with before we start to go into the exercises. It might help you a little bit. It does start with a lot of imagination, because we're sort of out of touch with our subtle body. We're really out of touch with that softer part of us. But, you know, this energy permeates the whole universe. It permeates animate, inanimate, everything, you know. And it's going on whether we get in touch with it or not. And Qigong is just a fantastic way of really getting to know that energy. And so we'll just start by getting a nice, comfortable sitting position and making sure that your back is straight, but that you're going to be comfortable for, it'll only be 5 or 10 minutes, this. And then just resting. You don't have to close your eyes completely, but just half closing them, or close them if you want to. And just settling into this room, into this space, onto your seat, into this body. Just settling there. Bringing the mind home. Usually it's scattered all over the universe, or certainly all over the place. So here we just draw it back in. And having drawn our attention to the mind, we're going to take ourselves down to the tummy. Because in Qigong, we work with three energy centers, and this is the main one. It's called a Dandian. I'm not going to go into lots of technical details, but just so you can get a feel of it, just try and travel in your mind. And the way to do it is just to think about your tummy button area. And just go down there with your mind. And be in that tummy, in that space, as much as you can. Just an idea. And then start to feel a glow from the center of that space. And that glow is like the sun. It's got the energy. And it just starts as a nice warm glow in the center of the tummy, that space, and spreads out, just warming that area, glowing, pulsing. Just get a feel of that in your tummy area. And as you breathe out, and these aren't deep breaths at all, they're just as you breathe out, you can feel the warmth and the energy of that sun just expand a little bit into the body. And as you breathe in, it draws back into the center. And then we just imagine that there's a very concentrated light, a pearl of light. And for girls, it's based in about the uterus area. And for boys, in the prostate area. It's like the embryo. Still aware of that glow in the tummy. All thoughts are consumed, eaten by that glow. They become that glow. And now taking your mind back to that pearl of light, shine it, expand it a little bit up towards the kidneys. And you just imagine that this glow from the white light is going up, energizing the kidneys, relaxing the kidneys. They fill with light. They expand and relax. And drawing the light back down to the lower tummy, still that lovely glow. The light now rises through the body towards the lungs, and it illuminates all the lung, both lungs, shining brilliantly. Just imagining this, in time you begin to feel it. And then that light comes back to the tummy. And now expand that light towards the liver, almost like a torchlight inside. This beam is really strong, and as it touches the liver is very porous, and it illuminates like turning on a light bulb, all of the liver. Returning to the nice glow in the tummy, the ball of energy glow. Feel the whole body now. The whole body feels the glow of that warmth, that sun. And then we go up towards the heart area. So moving up in your mind, take the pearl of light with you. Just move up towards the heart area. And just try and settle the mind in that space. Just by thinking about the area, the mind goes there. So try and be in there, in that space. And that light now permeates through the heart, porous heart, the flesh of the heart, out through the pores of the skin. And it expands out towards the environment. So just imagine this wonderful glowing light, especially as you're breathing out, it expands out towards the environment, room and house around you, then out towards the countryside, the country, the cities around you, and to the whole world. Just expanding as you're breathing out. As you're breathing in, just filling up again. And then breathing out more light to the environment. All animals, sentient beings. This is the heart center, heart dandelion. Pulsing light out to the world. And then we take that pearl of light again. And we go up towards the head, brain area, but just in the center of the head. We don't need to worry about the organs and the grosser physical things that are there. We're working in the subtle here, so more space there. That curl of light starts to expand like an explosion. And this time it goes through the pores of the skin and reaches out right across the universe, right across the galaxies, in all directions. This pearl of light, which is just subtle, pure energy, part of the universe, connects the stars, the planets, the moon, the sun. And it's just beaming out. So the light in the tummy, the glow in the tummy is illuminating the body. The light in the heart, illuminating the environment around you. Touching all sentient beings. And the light in the head reaches out across the universe. Connecting. And just drawing the mind back into that pearl of light in the head. It travels down to the throat, into the spine, right the way down the spine to the coccyx, to the base of the spine, and settles there. This is just the soft and subtle energy that we're all made of, part of. And we realize that it's perfect, that it's just absolutely fine as it is, just as it is. And then if we start to breathe deeper, and when you're ready, open your eyes, and we'll do a little bit just stretching to get ready to do a bit of qi gong. So just rub the hands together quite vigorously and feel that qi. And give them a shake. And then a stretch. Maybe stretch to the side and just get ourselves ready to move our bodies. And with the head, I want you to do just a small movement to the left and the right, just like a clock going tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. So it's if you imagine, you know, there's that center, the center of the spine, just going just a couple of centimeters to the right and to the left. So have a little go at that. This is one of the best ways to get circulation in the spine. So it's just tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Not a big movement, but it just releases all the blood flow. So you get really good circulation. So, tick tock, tick tock. And now, yes. Just nodding. Just a small movement. If you work on computers and get a lot of tension around the neck, this is the simplest way Just do a few minutes of this TikTok movement. Very simple, but so effective. Okay, and then start to make a figure of eight movement with the neck. Just gently, no big stretching, just to get the neck moving. And when you've gone one way, just reverse and go the other way. Keep your mind inside the neck area. Might hear a little bit of creaking. This is a nice way just to ease off the neck. So just small figures of eight. And then using your tongue, just push the tongue around the inside of the mouth just to get rid of any tension in there. Do a few circles one way and then the other. And that really gets the saliva going. And then we'll come to standing. I'll just move my computer so you're going to be able to see me. I use a little light sandal, but you can just do it in stocking feet and just have enough room to stand. And we'll do some Qigong. Okay. I'll try and get all of me in. I don't have a very big room and I hope you can all hear me. Can you?
That's good.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, babe. Okay. So the first thing in Qigong is how we stand, because we do everything standing. And so if you put your feet.
Slightly back, Paula, slightly back.
Thank you. So your feet are always parallel, heading straight forward, okay? And normally they're always pointing outwards, but it's really good to turn them inwards a little bit. And to get the width of how far the feet should be together, apart, just close the legs together now, and then from the heels, open them out. Can you see? And then that's where your feet want to be. Everybody got that? Thank you, that helps. Great. So that's the first thing. Feet, wherever possible, are parallel. And next is to just relax the knees. So you're not bending down, but you just take the tension off the back of the knees. And what the effect that has is just to stop the base of the spine sticking out. It just straightens it. So you just relax the back of the knees, okay? Just relax the back of the knees. Feet are parallel, straight ahead of you. And we'll start with some Qigong. So rubbing the hands again, get some Qi going. And then we're going to give them a good old shake. So I'm going to really relaxed, really give them a shake, shake them down. Shake them in front of you, and then down again. And then bring them up to the side, bird flapping the wings, keeping the wrists really relaxed. And now just let the hands go to the side and feel the chi. Okay, great. Now, thinking about that dandelion area, we're going to just do some balancing from side to side, just expanding that. And it tends to be with an outward breath, we expand, and inward breath, we draw the chi back in. So So just try that with me. So it's like a pendulum again. Just breathing out, expand. Remember about that glow we were looking at, feeling in the meditation. And breathing out, expand. Breathing in, draw the chi into the center. Breathing out, expand. And now we do it with both hands. Breathing out, expand. Breathe in, contract the chi. Breathing out, expand. Breathing in, drawing the chi. And just do a few of those now from side to side. So breathing out one side, breathe in, and then go to the other side. Breathe out. And the arm is relaxed, the shoulder is relaxed. You don't go too high, but just get that feeling of going from one hip to the other, you know, so the weight is going from one side to the other, and you just expand out and get the feeling that it's almost like elastic, you know, this wonderful glow inside is just expanding out as your arm lifts. And the breathing is normal in between any of these moves, but as you are expanding out, try to just do it with an outward breath and then bringing it in on an inward breath. Now, this is really a useful movement without the arms. If you have to stand for a long time in a queue and the hips get really uncomfortable, just go from one side to the other. And what it's doing is balancing the energy in those channels, which you may, I'm sure you've all heard about, but we can always talk a little bit about later. But this just balances it. It's a really nice way to start the Qigong. And then having that feeling of Qi, which is in the earth and in the sky and in all the environment around us, we're going to gather the Qi or draw the Qi up from the earth, and we're going to draw it in through the soles of the feet, up through the center of the body, and opening the chest, clench the fist a little bit, push the chin forward. So stretching the throat. And then breathing in, draw the chi towards the head, feel an explosion of energy. And then as you bend down, just slightly draw the chi down through the body, through the chest, down towards the coccyx, down to the floor, and the hands relax. And I'll just do it again for you. So you draw up the chi, just try and go with me. Open up the chest and breathe out. Push the chin forward. So it's not like that, but there's a little bit of a forward push, but the main thing is the stretch. And then on an inward breath, just draw the chi into the head, feel the light and energy there, and draw that down through the body, right down through the spine, through the legs, and back down to the earth, and relax the hands. Then gather chi again. It comes up through the legs, up through the center of the body, explodes in the chest as you open the chest and push the chin forward. And breathing in, draw the chi into the head, little explosion of the energy, and draw it down. As you go down, the spine relaxes, the kidneys relax, the arms relax down. And then touching earth, connecting with the energy, draw that energy up through the body, up through the center, into the chest, open the chest, breathing out, and then breathing in, draw the chi into the head, energy goes down towards the coccyx. The spine relaxes, kidneys relax. So just do a few more of those in your own time. This is a really great way to open up the chest, really touch ground, touch the energy, earthing yourself. So as you're going down, the back just relaxes and the kidneys relax and you draw the chi down until you connect with earth, and then draw the chi up through the soles of the feet and expand the chest. Push the chi out. Wonderful. Okay, and relax. And the next one is, again, working on the chest. And this is a really fantastic exercise for the heart, for the subtle part of the heart, the chakras, but also for the heart, the actual physical gross organ. So we just, with very relaxed hands really relaxed, but we draw the chi up and just open out and then ha, and then down. So it's like a little ha, acha, I think. So draw the chi up through the body, open out, and down. And now in your own time. So very relaxed, hands and wrists. Chest is going out, and also it really massages the middle of the back. So bringing the hands right into the center here, so lifting the chi out. And then relaxing. Great. And now we'll just do a little bit of a swinging movement. So you can start very slowly. And as you warm up the hips, start to give yourself a little bit of a massage. So when the hand comes up here, it hits, just gently pounds the shoulder, and the other hand gives your back a nice little massage. So, and swing the hips. This is really a good way to, if you can't get anything else done exercise-wise, just to loosen off the whole of the spine, the hips. Really good. And then just swinging down towards the floor, relaxing. Okay, great. Now we're going to do some work on the legs and just to really loosen them off. We're going to flick them. So put your weight onto one leg and just slightly bend the knee so it's not tense, and then give it a good flick, the leg, the opposite leg. So if you can see me, it's very gentle, relaxed, and just flick the energy out there. Okay. Can everybody see that? Yeah? So just flicking one side and then on the other side. And if you feel tension, just give the buttocks a thump as well at the same time. Lovely. Okay. Now we're going to just start exercising the legs as well in with the chi movement. So first of all, connecting with the chi that's in the abdomen, bringing it up and circling it with the hand, trying to keep the hand very, very relaxed. And as the hand comes up, it circles the chi and then expands down comes up and expands down. So you're reflecting with the hands what's going on in the tummy, in the body, in the chi. And then the same with the opposite hand. So collect the chi, bring it up through the body, expand. Collect the chi, up through the body, expand. Trying to keep the hands and the wrists very relaxed. Now we're going to try and do that with both hands. So one hand going up and then the other. So what we can do is start with the bowl of energy here. Okay, so let's just imagine that bowl of energy there. And then the lower hand is going to bring the chi up as the other hand relaxes, expands and circles. And then comes round and you meet again. Ball of chi comes up, expands, and then collects back again. Ball of chi. Take the chi up, expand, collect the chi again. Up the chi. Expanding out breath, collect the chi. And now we do the opposite way. So start with the ball of chi here, just imagining it right in front of the tummy, and then lifting the chi up, expand, collect the chi. Lift the chi through the body, expand. So just play with that for a bit. Trying to keep the wrist, the elbows, the shoulders all relaxed, because when there's tension, chi doesn't flow. And always coming back to collecting that chi down in the tummy dandian. Relax. So using that same sort of movement, we're going to use that movement to move the leg. So just lifting, so collecting the chi, bringing it through the body, expanding, we open out the leg, touching earth energy. Then collect the earth energy up through the body, opening up, and take the weight down to the side. Collect the chi up through the body, opening out and placing down, connecting back to the earth. Drawing the chi up through the body, opening out, and then touching the ground, connecting. And then we do the same on the opposite side. So make sure that you're collecting the chi up through the body, opening out, and taking the weight down onto the leg, onto the foot. And then collecting the chi, it up through the body, circle it, expand it, opening out, and then touching back to the earth. So do a few of those in your own time. Just experimenting with that feeling. And the more you can be down in the tummy area, and keep just the back of the knee relaxed, the steadier you feel. And when you're opening out, feel that glow, that chi just expanding. And you can practice this with a chair. You know, if you find your balance isn't very good, you can practice it with a chair. So now we're going to do the reverse. And we're going to connect first with earth. We're going to draw the chi into the body, and we're going to circle it and then place it down. So this time the leg is going to come in the opposite direction. So drawing the chi, connecting with earth. Then turning, we go down. And then again, connecting and drawing the chi, bringing it into the body, circle it, and then place the weight down. Connecting back to the earth, draw the chi into the body, turning the hip. Place the hand down. So do a few of these. Just seeing if you can get the center of gravity down. The more you can think down in the tummy and place yourself down there, the steadier you'll be. And just moving that weight from one side to the other. And the more you connect with earth, because it responds, the energy just responds, and then back down. We'll do the same on the opposite leg. So just getting your balance and drawing the chi into the abdomen, turning the hip, and then down, touching the earth energy. And it responds. And you draw the chi back into the abdomen and back to earth. And when you're drawing the chi, you go with a very relaxed hand and bring it in. Very relaxed. Okay. Great, well done. And then just bring the chi back to the dandelion. And we'll do a couple of those, just collecting the chi into the dandelion. Now a little bit more of an expansion. Expanding out, and bring that ball of lovely energy, reaching forward, taking the chi, bringing it back into the dandelion, collecting it there. Take the hands round and then collect again. So it's the same sort of movement. The hands collect the chi and circle. And the energy, the chi goes right through the body, out through the spine. Collecting, drawing in, and if you can remember, just as you're expanding, just do a breath out. You can breathe normally then, but then breathing in, draw the chi right through the abdomen, out through the spine, and circle. Really good. Well done. Okay, now just from side to side, just relax. And now we're going to do some more of that circling with the chi. So connecting with earth, and just as you bend your knees, collect the chi up through the soles of your feet, through the legs, right up through the spine, over the head, and just gently reaching forward, not far, and relax down. Bringing the chi back to earth, touching earth, draw the chi up again, up through the legs, up through the spine, straightening the legs, right over the head, there's a circle of chi all around you. Now just go on doing that in your own time. So you're expanding and then drawing the chi in. Keeping the hands, the wrists, the elbows totally relaxed so that the chi can flow. I feel like there's a ball of energy just circling around the body. And then relax. Now with that same sort of feeling of expansion, and remembering this tummy dandian, we're going to expand that chi outwards. We're going to draw it back towards the chest where there's almost an explosion of the chi, and the hands come back and then expand the chi. Relax the hands down, keep the hands relaxed. Knees bend a little bit, and then bring that chi right up and over again. That's two movements. These are two of the basic, well, these are some of the basic Tai Chi movements. And then relaxing the hands down. Great. And then relax. So we'll do that again from the start. So just balancing from side to side. And then expanding the chi forward. The hands are really relaxed. Then draw the chi back to the chest. And then making a little circle, expand that chi out. And down to the earth. Connecting, drawing the chi up right the way through the center of the body, through the spine, up over the head, and relaxing back down. So the movement when we bring the chi back, I said there's a little circle, it's so you bring the chi out, and then you bring it to the chest, and it's just a little circle and out, so sorry. And then expand. And then take the chi back down. Do you want to have a go at that? Okay, so everything relaxed. So just breathing in. Sorry, breathing out. Drawing the chi in to the chest. Then just dropping the hands a slight bit and then pushing out. Expand, and then relaxing the hands down, touching earth, taking the chi up through the legs, all the way up through the spine, over the head, and then back down to earth. And relax. Well done. That's really good. Really good. Just thinking, we're going to do a little bit of Dohen just to finish this, which is where we just do the patting down. So before we do that, we'll do what's called drawing down the heavens, which is a really, really important sort of movement in Qigong. So remembering all the things we've said about the dandians and the energy, just trying to imagine that when you start to expand with this, we expand the energy from these centers. So just relaxing down, and then on an outward breath, just lifting the hands, which are relaxed, the palms just slightly open, the fingers, and feel the abdomen open. Then the chest opens, and then the head energy. And all the channels are now open. So you collect the energy from the universe, not chi and universal energy, down through the crown of the head. You try and do that on an in-breath. We're going to do a few of these. So when you get to the chest, you breathe out and push the chi back down through the body. So it connects down to earth, right down to the nucleus. It responds. Energy comes up through the soles of the feet, and it rests in the dandian, in the tummy. And then expand that chi, breathing out. And relax. And then breathing out again on an outward breath. Start to spread the hands, just really relaxed, opening the tummy, opening the chest, opening the head area. All the channels are nice and open. Now collect that lovely energy and draw it down. On an inward breath, if you can. Down through the body, it can be like light or like a shower. When you get to the chest level, just start to push the chi down towards the floor, down towards the earth, and connect with that chi earth energy. Draw that energy up through the soles of the feet into the tummy area and just feel the energy settle there. Expand. And one more time. So just opening up, feel the tummy open up, feel the chest open up. Feel the head open up. And then when your hands are up at the top, just draw that chi down on an in-breath into the, through the crown, right down through the center of the body. And then breathing out, pushing the chi right down towards earth. Relax and bringing the chi back up to the tummy. The chi settles and just expand. And then relax the hands down and just rock forward and back, keeping that attention in the tummy area, all nice and relaxed. And then we'll finish off with just a little bit of doing, which you may have seen before. So we're just really going to pat ourselves down. And this is sort of starting. We go down the outside of the arm and come back up. We can do it with a palm. You can do it with your palm, as long as the wrist is relaxed. Or you can do it with a palm, but you're not beating yourself up. So we go down the outside and up the inside. And do two or three of those. Now you'll notice just here below the elbow might be a little bit sore. That's a really great move point to just move energy that gets blocked. Do the palm, the wrists, pulses, and up. And then the shoulder, up and along the back of the head, to the forehead, gently, 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 and down to the chest, and we'll do the other side. So down the outside, and just below the crease of the elbow here on the top there, there's sometimes a point that may feel a bit sore. That doesn't mean to say you beat it up, but it does, you'll find it will just shift energy, which is nice. And then down to the hand, with the pulses, up the inside and down the outside again. the shoulder, up the back of the neck, and gently across the head, just gently. And then just give the face a little bit of a rub. And using just the fingers, do the cheeks. Quite nice and stimulating. And go from the cheekbones down. And then the ears, give those a pull. And then making a fist with the thumbs outside, we'll give the back and the lower back a nice rub. Okay. And down towards the sacrum and the coccyx area. And then just loosen off the buttocks. And down the backs of the legs. Up the inside of the legs. Back down the back of the legs. Up the insides. And then just to do the tummy meridian, which is going down here, just let the hands pull down here. Okay. And now we just collect the chi and bring it to the dandelion. And for girls, it's right hands over the left hand, and we're just going to circle that chi. For boys, it's left hand over the right hand, and they're going to go in the left direction, and the girls are going to go in the right direction. So girls right over left, guys left over right, and girls go to the right, and you just circle. Remember that ball of chi, try and connect with it again. You're not pressing the tummy, you're just following that that flow, really connecting with it, and that energy is flowing throughout the body now. Everything's nice and open. And just do a few circles one way. They do say 36 one way, I think, and 24 the other, but we'll just do a few and get the feel of that. It's very soothing. And the more you can connect with the idea that the chi is being circled in that cauldron, it's like your stove. It's like your stufa. And this is going to light the whole of your house and keep it warm. Now reverse the hands and go in the opposite direction. So we just keep it all balanced. And relax, and we just bring some chi up from the earth and down again. Don't need to go too high with the hands, just up to about shoulder level. Draw the chi towards you and then back down to earth. This is fantastic if you're in a load of tension. Do a few of these, and you'll just find the whole thing in your body changes. And then just bringing the, closing the door, we call it. Just closing the door. Thank you very much. And we do for Qigong, if we make a fist with the right hand and enclose it with the left, thank you very much. I think we are going to now have a 5-minute break, as we did this morning. And just give you a chance to get a drink or anything you need. And so we'll see you in about between 5 past and 10 past 4 your time. Okay. 5. Thank you very much.
I think I'll start by just stating again that the connection between our pranayama exercises and qigong and developing loving kindness, it's good to have some kind of idea so that then we have inspiration to do this, do these things. Can you hear me okay? Is the volume good?
Yep, can hear you good.
Okay, great then. So while we're sitting here and you're just listening to me, I'd like us to go back to the meditation that Lou led us through that I thought was wonderful about the ball of light in the belly. And just gently, you know, bring your awareness to that while I just say a few things that maybe we already know, but it's never a bad thing to hear it again, which is that the connection between this energetic work is that if our basic nature, our human nature, sort of at the ground state, you might say, at the base of our consciousness, is actually just pure and stainless and in the nature of loving kindness. So what we experience in our lives is almost like I don't know if you see them so much here, but I think you do. We don't see them in Shetland, but chemtrails. You know, the trails that are through the sky that leaves lines of smoke when a jet goes by, there's all these lines of smoke through the sky. Well, it's almost like if you were to think that our mind, our experience, our true kind of self is like this sky, this clear sky that's warmed by the sun. And so that clear sky is like our basic mind, but it has this quality, it has a feeling of warmth, which is the sky on a warm day. So that is an analogy for what our basic sense of self is. But what happens is when we have thoughts, and we a jet can go through the sky and not leave a chemtrail. And that would be a thought that we didn't believe in or take credence in or let our minds kind of sink into it, you know, like we're biting it or something and holding it. But what happens is over time we have all these thoughts and all these stories that are like all the chemtrails. And so that the sky is just completely full of chemtrails. And then we think we're that. When in actual fact, we're not that. That's just the extra stuff that's in the sky because of all these thoughts that we've had. And those thoughts leave, it's almost like the jet is the thought, right? And it leaves the trail. And the trail is left in our energy body. And so that's why it's not so easy to just sit down and feel open and clear and loving. But at least this has been my experience, and I think for sure it's Lou's and my friend Michelle's and other people who've done this work, that when you work with this energetics, it's like clearing a lot of those chemtrails. And the thing is, each of those trails has a story. And the stories are, he did this to me, and she did that, and he did this, and I'm no good, and why can't this be like this? And I want that. And you're so terrible. And I'm so terrible. And, you know, when can I get my new this? And, you know, I don't like that. And what's wrong with our president? And, you know, all these things, they leave imprints in our energy bodies. And so then it makes it a lot less easy to sit and dwell in this state of loving kindness. And so then when we try to be loving kind, you know, when it doesn't come naturally, it's almost like it's another chemtrail on top. So it's like there's been an effort there to be a good person. We're efforting. And so then that's not really genuine either. And so then we just end up with this tense conglomerate of something that we feel is who we are. And so the point of doing this work is to reduce that traffic within the body, because it stays in this subtle body, so that then the experience we have and the mind that we have, the thoughts that we have, are no longer influenced by all those lingering chemtrails. Are you with me? And so the reason why we do Qigong is because then, or pranayama or yoga, I think that Lu's Qigong was particularly wonderful because she's done it for so long. You can feel her moving, her qi. And if you, especially those beginning exercises of feeling the dantian and going slow enough and believing that it will eventually come. Because I can remember when I was like, I don't feel anything, you know, and I remember Michelle was there, our first Qigong classes from our friend Raymond, you know, or Stuart. And it was like, I didn't feel anything. But over time, you begin to feel it and move it. And what it does is it really does open up the mind. And I find it really, really helps. So, and so then when we sit down, we can sit. And so let's just sit for a minute. And because what our wish is to create, to feel, to experience our true nature that is this loving kindness ground. So that it becomes then we begin to identify with that space rather than the space that's full of all the chemtrails and this and that, the other. We're pulling and twisting and trying to be, you know, feel good about ourselves and other people. But it's more like, rather than putting something on top, it's more like letting everything go. So that's why the idea is working with the breath. There are different techniques, but I think we'll work with this technique with the breathing, of breathing in this experience of remembering. First, we have to generate a feeling, if we can, of when we felt open and loved and protected. Somehow, you know, you just try to, you remember something. Or just, as Lu was saying, we just go back to that sun in our bellies. That sun of nourishment. And we just let it be there. remembering to, as Lou showed us, letting the face relax. Maybe again, do the little tick-tock, you know? Head, forward, back. Relaxing the tongue. And just, we just come and listen to our breathing. Listen to the thoughts that come and go without judging them. And then bringing that ball of light up to the chest. And allowing ourselves, as we learned this morning, to breathe in the belly, in the middle region, and not to forget the chest. We don't let the chest collapse. It's like the breath sort of lifts the rib cage up, the front and the back. And you almost feel like your skin is melting as you relax. And the skin is expanding to allow the chi from the universe to pour, come into you and fill you with this basic nature. You can almost say that what makes the trees grow and what makes us relax into our true nature, it's all the same. What makes the flowers grow? What opens our heart? It resounds throughout the universe. And it's an illusion to think that we're separate. And when we allow ourselves to feel gratitude and love, it opens that connection. So we bring that without leaving kind of a little bit of awareness in the lower dantian, we come up to the heart region. And still being aware of our breath, with a little part of the mind, we just begin to cultivate that sense of gratitude. Breathing very easily, naturally. So that each in-breath is soothing. Connecting with all of nature. And each out breath is just a let go. Feeling your sense of self expanding and connecting with the sky, and all the space around you, whether you're in a city or out in the country, but feeling your sense of self becoming less and less about me and more about connectedness. And then again, with each out breath, whatever is going on, we just drop it and go, it goes. So then imagining in the center of the chest, is another sphere of warmth and light and nourishment. And every time we breathe in, it's stronger because we're allowing ourselves to breathe in the power of all the world. Like they say in Star Wars, the Force. So that strengthens the sense that of our basic goodness, that mind that's more subtle than all the stories we tell about ourselves. We just believe that we have a core of pure awareness and goodness. And so, breathing in, we strengthen that. And as we breathe in, any story that's going across, it's coming through, any chemtrail of I'm not good enough, or, you know, quite often it doesn't even have a story, just a sense. We just breathe that into that core being of love and light in our chest, where it's just dissolves. And then as we exhale, we let go. So let's just try that for a while. Remembering to keep that mind precision that's watching. That sense of not only is there a loving kindness, but also a sense of honesty. I don't need to hide my feelings, the ones that might not be so positive. But if we don't bring them out and flush them out and let them be and breathe into them and breathe out, then they sabotage. So we have to have room for everything. There's no censoring. It's like we're giving ourselves a chance to rest. We're either busy or we sleep. And when we open to the space, and then it becomes a sort of refuge, a place where once we're familiar with it, we can return to time and again. And there's other ways to get there. You know, you can dance or sing or whatever. However, you know, this is just the most basic sense of that. And the beauty of cultivating this space is that it does allow us to have loving kindness, because the more we do it, the more we realize that emotions and feelings are just chemtrails in the sky. And so we're not triggered when someone says something to us, and because our natural response is to be kind to people. And the only reason we're not is because something has made us afraid, mostly. We feel threatened. So if we have a safe place that's always there for us, we become very flexible. And it doesn't really matter, because we're no longer dependent on the outside world to feel content and happy, because everything we need, really, I mean, of course we need to eat and stuff like that, but emotionally, you know, everything we need is already in our hearts when we allow ourselves and have the courage to just be who we are. So I'd like to kind of extend this out. Another way of working with this is, most of you are familiar with a bit of what we call taking and giving meditation. So it's the same meditation. And also, let's not forget, we also have the light at the crown of our head. I think it helps to keep that precision and awareness and not fall asleep. So there's sort of like, in keeping with Lou's teaching on the Dantians, we have this kind of nourishing fire that kind of nourishes the strength of our body. And then this light in the heart that keeps us the kindness and the loving forgiveness, healing, kind of emotional nourishment. And then this bright light in the crown that kind of oversees and says, okay, and says, this is what's just watching, where the precision comes from, where the clarity comes from. Well, we don't have to think of it in those terms. We can just feel those three places. And notice, now that we've done this, the chi, getting the chi moving, as Lou is telling us, we can bring it in from the universe and move it through our bodies. That also helps us to lighten up the sense of, you know, this is my burden. You know, I have this burden of myself. That's just kind of like the agglomeration of all the chemtrails, you know. So one way to develop loving kindness is to think about, after we've worked with ourselves. So the first thing is, we've been breathing. First, we find that space that kind of loving kindness spot, that soft spot, that tender spot. And if we're so wounded that we're not quite ready to be there yet, that's okay. Just in that case, then, just continue to breathe into your heart and let go. Breathe in light and let go of those thoughts, those feelings. Or just sit with them, or just think of someone that you love. Because it's like those other feelings are our aggression against ourselves. And so we almost need to root out all those thoughts and all those feelings of aggression towards ourselves by first kind of letting them be there. But one method that has worked for me is if I think of somebody, and this is from Buddhism, but if I think of somebody I love and I allow myself to feel, to get that emotional juice flowing, you know, about gratitude. It doesn't have to be a person, but we get that the kind of the gratitude thing going. And then you bring to mind that kind of self-aggression thought that, like, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm sad, I'm this, I'm that. And you bring that into the field of that sense of gratitude, and then you just sort of let that gratitude pervade that thought. And slowly over time, it's just changing the habit, you know, just changing the color of the experience. So when we feel the gratitude, let's just try it, you know. Think of a situation that, or a person, it's easy with the person, a person you feel a lot of love for, you know. And allow that kind of sense of, you know, that kind of gushy, going out from your heart, loving feeling come. Maybe it's your cat or your dog, or maybe it's whatever, your favorite song. But something that arouses that sense of affection and care and love in your heart. And allow that, imagine that as you breathe out, that's pervading, you know, your arms and your legs and your head and kind of going out into the space. Like that light shining in your heart, just that feeling of gratitude and love. And now bring to mind yourself, or, you know, a thought about yourself that's aggressive, you know, that's that unworthy feeling, that shame, that I'm angry, whatever that is. And it's almost like you just bring that into that field. And then you kind of like let the gratitude, it's almost like it just sort of like dissolves into that gratitude. Just sort of let it, it's almost like you've dropped your kind of that, your sense of, you know, whatever you've chosen, you know, my sense of I don't like where I am, you know, something that you're pushing away. You're just dropping that into this sea of gratitude. And in a way, it's like you could just breathe it into your heart and overwhelm it, and then just breathe it out and just let that letting go. It just lets go. Because Thoughts have no substance. We give them that substance. And we believe those things. But we can believe something else just as easily. So if nothing, if it's not working for you now, you can, the main thing is you just learn to feel gratitude, feel loving kindness. Feel that pervading the space. And then it's almost like that other thought, that aggressive thought, is just like a little stick in the middle of that. And as you breathe in, you just can breathe that right into that heart. Or if it works for you, maybe the belly, whichever one works for you. And it just dissolves there. And you exhale with a sigh of relief. And you can do it over and over and over again. It might take a long time. The power of love and gratitude is stronger, and it will prevail. So then we can think of, if we've chosen our particular issue, maybe it's something that's coming up for us strongly. And we can think of all the people in the world who also have that experience. Let's choose low self-esteem, for instance. Or maybe we should choose fear, fear of the unknown. And as we continue our breathing practice, we could just imagine that we have this clear sky, nature, sun, warming the heart. Again, the trick is to keep focusing on the gratitude and the love to keep that experience going. Because once it's there, you can just relax into it. And then, so now as we're breathing in, we're going to imagine we're just breathing in everyone else that has that fear. The whole world's fear. We have the courage to breathe that right into our heart, because it's an unshakable diamond lake clarity in the nature of love in our heart. We just breathe that in. And with the exhale, we just let it go. It's just dissolved. Just like we watch the chemtrails dissolve into the sky, it can dissolve because it's just a thought. Thoughts have no substance. And we can think, may all beings be free from fear. I remember that there's unlimited source of love in the universe. We just have to let ourselves feel it and become that. And then we can absorb all those fears. We can imagine this bright energy in our dantian, and in our heart, in our head. For me, the most powerful one is the one in the belly, because it's more earth, you know? So we can feel the power of that, that's kind of keeping the heart energy open. And that goes out. And we can imagine every single being in the universe being touched by this confidence that fear and anxiety and greed and these things, they're just blips on a radar screen. They're just chemtrails in the sky. And we go out and we touch everybody with this strength of confidence in our loving nature. And just feel that chi going out, and everyone in your village, everyone in your town, everyone in your country, all over the world. Healing this basic fear. And now we have to, it's about time to stop. So let's just believe, faith, have some faith. Why not? That we're healing the fears. We're helping to heal our fears and all beings' fears. And we can just think, you know, may all beings be happy. May all beings be healed. May all beings be free of suffering. May their needs be met. And may, most especially, may they find their needs met from their own inner source of love and wisdom. And have the capacity to share that with others. And become flexible and open to listening to to other people's views and not shutting down, to our own fears, our own thoughts, so that by being open to our own inner feelings and thoughts and just letting them be as they are, we can do that with others. And that's where kindness comes from. It's not that we give up our discriminating awareness and every behavior is okay. But we don't, there's no bad people. There's just people who are suffering and they make choices in order to preserve their own, you know, they're looking out for themselves. They don't realize that they're actually harming themselves by harming others. So we just have to, that allows us to not take everyone seriously, particularly ourselves and all these chemtrails that are going through our heads. So I guess it's time to stop. And that's a bit of a dedication. So does anyone have a question? And was that all right? Yeah. Barbara, that do you want to say something?
Oh, sorry.
You can say anything you want, you know, I don't care.
No, I just said, you said, was it okay? And I said, it was very good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Barb. Anybody else? I mean, I don't just need...
Yeah, I felt, sorry, it's Emma Thomas. I felt absolutely amazing during that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ninja.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you. That's great. I didn't know you're there. Hi, Jose. Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah. You know what? Biden won.
Yeah.
286.
Great. So. Yeah. Okay.
Really?
It was a good, the Qigong's good, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Anybody, but does anybody have a question? Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Paula, I just wanted to say, you know, it was so helpful when you made that point that we have all these trails and thoughts going on and that, you know, sometimes in practicing kindness, it's almost like it's one more overlay as exactly. opposed to, you know, I never saw it that way before. And it's really something I have to work on in my practice because I really felt that that's what I was doing is just trying to do one more thing as opposed to removing and allowing my own natural state.
Yeah, I think that especially in our particular tradition, we just overlay things. And I think what's helpful is if we can just, even if it's 10 minutes, we just take a minute to just stop doing anything and just be honest with where we are so that we can come from a state of authenticity. You know, like if you're feeling terrible, just let yourself be terrible long enough until, you know, you can find that bigger space that allows the terribleness to get smaller. Does that make any sense? And so, because then, I mean, I don't, yeah, that's all I can say, I suppose. Does anybody want to say that? I mean, I just think it's like self-honesty is so important to not be afraid that, you know, oh, I've got, you know, I'm angry at somebody or I'm full of resentment today or, you know, I'm anxious or whatever, you know, it's like, what's important is to find that space where there's room for everything. And then then kind of like let all that stuff go. And then you can kind of be. So, because I mean, I think the things that we really love about authentic teachers is they're just truly themselves, you know, and yeah, I mean, getting to the point where all these different ideas and all these different stuff, it's just, you see, it's just all fluff after a while, you know, so that you can really respond to the world from an honest place. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's hard for me to explain these things.
Yeah, I think I think one thing you, other thing you said, which sort of stuck in my head was, you know, like to have the confidence within ourselves that we can sort of at some point share our goodness and kindness. Because I think part of sometimes I feel like I can't stay in the state of that, oh, I feel angry at someone, or I haven't done as much as I thought I could, or whatever. And I think, oh, if I stay there, it'll just get bigger and bigger. So I should just, you know, not be in that state and think of something else.
Yeah, that doesn't really heal it, though, is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the more, especially if you, the more you do the breathing work and the more you kind of open up, get yourself more open to that idea of like the big sky and it's just the chemtrail thing. I mean, I never said that before. It just came to me today. But I forgot what I was going to say. But it's like, oh, that once you're more familiar with that bigger, it's easier and easier to let stuff go. You know, it takes time and it takes years. I mean, it's taken me years, you know, but if you're committed to just sitting and letting the craziness be there, you know, just let it be there, then you begin to have that non-judgmental space within yourself where things can get flushed out easier and easier and easier and easier. So that things you can go, oh, I'm feeling that. Okay, well, I'm going to sit down and breathe and breathe. And then it's, you know what I mean? So yeah. it's just a skill. It's a habit that it's just another like brain waves that we need to create, you know, but it definitely takes, even if you just do it for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the morning, just sit and just let yourself be what is, you know, this is it. I'm this, you know, not trying to hide anything and know that that isn't you and there's a bigger space for that to be in. You know, I think that's the main thing that I feel is important to communicate, you know?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Nice to meet you and talk to you. We've just like emailed, so it's nice. Yeah. Okay, anybody else? Lou, do you want to say something?
Well, just to add to that, I think that's what's wonderful about working with chi and working with prana. And it's such a way of realizing that actually, you know, because we are so full of this criticism and self-critical things and lack of self-esteem, actually, when you get into those spaces, you realize, wow, it's wonderful. This is okay, and this is me. And that's, I think, to keep going there is quite important because mm-hmm. we get lost in the whole sort of thing that's going on around us so easily. And that you realize also that you connect with everybody else. And that's our big disease to me, is that we're so unconnected. And so anything where we work with these lovely energies and we realize that we can connect with everything, that we are part of all this. We're not something separate. You said it yourself, Paula. I think that's our worst. Feeling separate mm-hmm. really makes us suffer. Mm-hmm. So chi prana is really helpful.
Yeah, it is, because we begin to no longer identify with our thoughts and our feelings. That's not me, you know. The thing about the chi and the prana is you begin to realize that you feel connected to, like you just said, you know, there's a bigger, you know, like there's a big me and a little me, you know, like that, you know, or like Lami said, there's a big love and a little love. The big love is the big spacious love, not the attachment, I'm grasping, I need this kind of love, you know, it's like that, you know. So yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, you've seen this, it's just a matter of, instead of living your life like this, it's just like this, which is why the Qigong is so helpful, because it just begins to open you up, whether you want to, you know, it just happens to you. You don't have to like force it, you know, because we can't, nothing comes from force. Everything comes from a state of relaxation and letting go. And I think that's the most important thing we need to learn, because we've grown up in a culture where we're always like making things happen, you know, it's all about will, you know, so instead of just allowing, you know. Yeah. But it's true. It's we do have to have confidence that if we let go of those thoughts, that we won't be lost. Which is the other thing. That sense of interconnectedness, that sense of being part of the universe, that sense of is what allows us to let go, because there's something else to hold us rather than just these thoughts of mine, you know? So we can, it's sort of like allowing yourself to fall backwards, you know? It's kind of scared to fall backwards because you don't know where you're going to land. And so if all you've ever known is your, you know, the thoughts and the will and this and that and the other, you don't want to let it go. But if you do the breathing or the pranayama, the qigong, you begin to have a different sense that's bigger, that allows these other things. It's like you're not afraid to let go anymore. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's after 5. So if anybody else doesn't want to say anything, we'll just shut down for the day and have a good evening. It's very dark here. So, yeah. Well, thank you all. I never know exactly what I'm doing. So I'm glad it kind of worked out. I'm always so nervous, you know, because it's like you want to be, you know, there are all these different formulas and stuff, but in the end, you just have to just like do what you know or something. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, well.
Thank you, everybody. We're back at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you all very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.